G'day, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Jay and Dave podcast. This one is number 20.
We've done 20 already.
I know.
Oh, God.
Jeez, cracking them out. I mean, they're not fantastic, but they're cracking them out.
I had one of our former bosses here at the radio station contact me the other day.
Yeah.
And he was responsible for hiring me. And I'm not going to say his name. He's like, oh, I listen to your podcast. And I said, oh, yeah, great. How do you go? He said, you haven't changed since you first went on the air. But I said, oh, change at all. And he goes, no, you're still great. So it went up. He said, your co-host. He actually said to me, but your co-host, however.
Who was this and where can I find them?
Not telling you his name whatsoever.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Well, here's the podcast then.
Hollywood. Theatrical Thursday, you tell us a movie scene that you want us to recreate. We'll do the worst of it we can.
Oh, my God, look at you. You look like Betty from Hey Dad with a beard.
No, I look like...
That's what you look like.
Annie. It's a hard... No,
look at this. This is an aging...
You're very bouffant.
Yeah,
today.
It's an aging Cure fan.
Yeah.
That's what...
Or Meatloaf.
Well, yeah, you might be right there. No, Meatloaf had the perm.
No, towards the end he had a flip over like that.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, towards the end. I mean, he's still alive, but towards the end of the career.
His career's dead, yeah.
So today we had Amanda send us a message from Walkerson, actually, speaking of which, saying, guys, I think you should recreate that famous scene from The Sixth Sense.
Okay, so which one is this from? This one, because I don't know the movie too well.
Bruce Willis is in the movie.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the young fella.
The little kid that played Forrest Gump's son.
No, different guy.
The little kid.
Haley Joel Osment did not play Forrest Gump's son.
Didn't he? No. I thought it was the same person. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
Well, I think we know the little kid.
Haley Joel Osment, who doesn't look like that anymore, by the way. He's just an adult now, so he's not a cute little kid anymore.
Yes.
The scene where he says, he confesses and he says, yes, I can see people who are no longer here.
Okay.
All right, ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
So you're playing Malcolm, I'll play Colt.
So that's Bruce Willis, yeah?
I have my blanket, for those playing at home, I have a blanket near my head because he's laying in bed saying he sees ghosts.
Okay.
Here we go. And... I want to tell you my secret.
This has started off well.
No, it just sounds seedy whispering into a microphone.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see people. I see dead people. Some of them scare me.
In your dreams? When you're awake? Oh, that's my...
Oh, my God, this is a scary scene.
Dead people, like in graves and coffins.
No, walking around like regular people. They can't see each other. They can't see each other. Some of them don't know that they're dead.
They don't know they're dead? Beat.
Oh, no. What was that? That's a director's direction. Well, you don't need to say that.
Well, they normally have it in...
Do that line again, because you stuffed that one
up. They don't know they're dead?
I see ghosts. That was dreadful.
I don't know. I played the part really well, actually.
Well, look, the blanket did outstanding work.
The blanket's the most talented thing in this video. Jay and
Dave in the morning. Our next guest, Jay, he has he's coming to Mackay with a bit of pedigree to coach the Mackay Cutters.
Of course,
He had the top four the season before in 2019, but he led the Blackhawks Colts aside to the grand final this season. Unfortunately, pipped at the post with the golden point extra time in the 8th minute with a field goal. He made the grand final with Townsville Brothers A grade as well.
Nice.
3 years straight. With the third one, a win in 2014, and he has the same name as an English Academy coach, which we really don't care about. His name's David Elliott. Good morning.
Mate, good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, and thanks for coming to the studio. Welcome to Mackay.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for the intro. I really appreciate
He's done his research for once.
Appreciate the work done there. I'm actually impressed.
Well, don't be, because it's all downhill from now on.
That's the first time he's researched anything this year at all. But, Dave, we're big supporters of the Cutters. It's no secret that our boys have had a couple of a couple of tough years. Hopefully, you can bring some life back into the boys as well. Is that the plan for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I just see it as a massive challenge. I had one of the boys over last night for dinner, and we just spoke about, what that actually is. And, some people running from a challenge and others sort of embrace it and take it on. And certainly, once I was given the job by the club, I knew exactly that that's what it was going to be. So we're all just looking forward to it. We're in the throes of getting together a squad. Certainly want to bring through all the local guys and the 21s that had a good year this year as well.
Well, that's good. I mean, Henry Stocks is an absolute champion in the making. Are you going to bleed him into the first grade squad in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Henry just got announced the other day as one of our signings. He'll have a dual registration.
So
he's still eligible for HDC. But yeah, he's a perfect example of a young fella coming out of the community that we want to develop.
Look, there's a lot of pedigree when it comes to the Mackay players that have gone through the NRL system. Do you see that early on? Like, when, as a coach, do you see someone who's got the talent early on to go that next step to the big game?
Yeah, look, it's a funny one. It's a really good question. So sometimes, you just see blokes that do have that talent. But most of the time, it takes a fair bit more than that. You got to have the drive, the work ethic, the discipline, the commitment to go along with that. And, then you're...
It's a combination of things.
Yeah, then you're getting somewhere. Mm. But certainly, blokes that you see that just ooze talent, you go, all right, well, they might have what it takes.
So yeah, right. What's the plan for next year? I mean, where do you even start? Like you say, it's a challenge to go in and try and get the boys back to, a great level. So where do we start? Is it about teamwork? Or is it about, part of the game plans that you have in place? Or is it just a combination of all of those?
Look, it's probably a combination of all of those, I guess. I think the biggest thing that I've always found over the years with my coaching is just making sure that we set a foundation of standards about who we represent, how we go about our work, make sure we work hard, make sure we're involved in the community and it means something to us. So I think that's probably the first thing that we'll be trying to instill in the blokes that are here and blokes that certainly come to the community. But that's a starting point. And then we worry about footy later. Footy's just down the track a little bit.
It's a lot about teamwork, though, isn't it? It's about working together and knowing boundaries and that kind of thing, too.
And bonding as well.
Yeah, there's a place for that. Certainly we'll provide some opportunities, in training and that sort of stuff. Like I like a beer as much as the next bloke, but there's certainly some opportunities where you can actually dig in and see who really wants to be there in your training.
Yeah, right. Now, when it comes to the water boys, do you need a celebrity water boy?
Dave's offering. I can't run, mate. Look at you. He's like the Alan Langer. He used to play football back in his early days and now just wants to do the water boy thing. So if you ever need somebody.
No, I was actually looking at you.
Not going to happen.
Well, you're slightly younger. And yeah,
a little fitter than what you are.
Maybe.
I'm happy to cut the oranges.
Oh, my God. Look, best of luck with the season, mate. Well, of course, Dave and I will be there for you guys through 2022. Can't wait to work together as well, and it's going to be a big year. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate you having me, guys.
Anytime. Thank you. Jay and Dave in the morning. Apparently a tornado, lightning strikes everywhere as well.
It was pretty massive. A lot of people came close to a lightning strike near them. Not on top of them, I'm talking between 50 and 100 metres. One at your place as well, at Rural View. Oh, it scared the crap out of you, didn't it?
Should I play that audio again?
Yeah, go for it.
Yesterday, I was live on our Facebook page, on the Triple M Mackay with Sundays page, talking to our followers, our listeners, about the information and the latest warnings, and then this lightning struck, I'm talking, right within my street.
Wow.
That was so close. That was enough for me to run inside, I have to tell you.
Yeah, look, it's happened a number of times around Mackay and the Whitsundays as well, out in around the Pioneer Valley. A lot of people have been close to a lightning strike.
What about the in Paget a few years ago where that lightning struck, it was a work site.
Yeah.
and all the workmen were out there, the tradies took photos of it, and it hit like an industrial site. I think it was near a power box, and it hit like the... We had the guy on the air, I can't remember, and it left like a massive hole in the concrete.
Oh, that's right, yes.
That was a few years ago. That was a lucky strike, that one.
Yeah, look, 133353, have you ever been close to a lightning strike? Where was it? And did you feel the energy from the strike either before or after?
I felt the static electricity.
Beforehand?
Yeah, seconds before that. Yeah. And if you watch the video when that actually happened yesterday, the video quality went all crackly. That's how close the electricity was to that where I was.
There was one over the Pioneer River earlier this year in Glenella. It would have been about 100 metres away, 150 metres away, but geez, you could feel it.
133353, have you ever been close to a lightning strike? And how close? Like, how close were you to feeling that thing?
Plenty of them from yesterday.
I pooed my pants. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
That's how close it was. All right, Jane Day for breakfast.
Okay, Fab is in Mackay, mate. Have you ever been close to a lightning strike?
Yeah, I had lightning strike twice. Once a palm tree on our fence border back up in Darwin.
Yeah, right.
And one struck the roof of our house
a few
months later.
Now, tell me, did you also feel like static electricity before that happened?
Yeah, there was like a real... Charge in the air, and even the cat and the dog in the house were starting to freak a little. And then, when it struck the house, like it was almost as if a camera flash had gone off in your eyes, and the thunder was instantaneous. You had no time to brace yourself whatsoever.
Okay, Fab, next question. Did you put yourself under the covers, under the doona, and hide?
No, we were watching TV, but nearly had to go to the toilet to change.
I'm with you 100%. That's exactly what happened to me yesterday. Thank you for the call, 133353. Esme's called. Esme, lightning, has it struck near you before?
Not by me, but it was my husband's ute that got damaged last year in Padgett. It was at Oscombe when that lightning strike hit the palm tree,
right.
And it came down the sprinkler system. Hit the edge of the flower bed, and that concrete just went airborne onto his bonnet of his farm.
Yeah,
that's the one I was thinking about. Yeah, I remember that. That's crazy.
Okay, did the insurance company pay it out, or did they just call it an act of God?
It's Matilda, and she still bears the scars to that round, but she survived the lightning strike.
I tell you what, it's something you want to be proud of, surviving that. Thank you for the call, Esme.
Cheers.
Jay and Dave in the morning. Yesterday.
Yeah, it was Thursday. Thursday. It was a good day.
No, it was a good day yesterday. Wouldn't call it a run-in.
Right.
But,
juicy gossip. All right,
it's not gossip.
Yeah.
But I think it's just something that I should have a warning. It's about COVID-19, the vaccine, all right?
All right.
You can't escape it. It's in the news everywhere. We try to limit the amount of times we talk about this on the show.
Yeah.
Because you just hear it everywhere, so we just try and limit that as much as
we can. Oh, you just get sick and tired of hearing about it. That's what it is, yeah.
Even I heard Luke Boner say the same thing on his show this morning.
Yeah.
But it was about the vaccine, the fact that you and I had our second jab during the week. This week, so we're fully vaccinated now.
Yeah, sure.
And this lovely lady, had a good conversation about, you know, all the stuff happening in the world and whatever, and she's she basically called me a sheep.
Why?
Well, because that's what people are saying you are. If you get the vaccine, that you're a sheep. There's a group of people who are calling it that. Anyway, I laughed with her anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, so you're not obviously going to get the vaccine. And we spoke about this a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. And she said, no, I'm not going to get it. I don't know what's in the vaccine.
See, I hate that argument. I really do. I have an issue with it.
I'm 100% open-minded. So if somebody says, pardon me, somebody says to me, I'm not going to get it.
Like,
I'm genuinely interested as to why that's the case, because we've had a lot of people have been vaccinated as children. You know, we've had the rubella needles, and we've had tuberculosis needles in some cases. Like, lots of things we've had. Did you know what were in those vaccines? But I just don't know why this one is different. And I'm genuinely interested to hear from people
when
they say.
So other than that, I mean, obviously she's gone through that anti-vax argument.
I don't think she was an anti-vaxxer, though.
Right.
I don't think she was saying,
okay,
nobody get it, but she was saying, no, for me, I'm not going
to
get it.
And that's fair enough. If she wants to use that point, that's fine. I just take an issue with it. because you don't know what's in a whole heap of other stuff as well, like some of the steroids you see in some chickens, you know, to make the chickens grow quicker and bigger. You know what I mean?
But everything, like there's a lot of stuff in there. That's why I'm on the same page with you. I don't understand, but that's why I found it interesting to hear from when she was saying, no, I just don't know what's in it and I don't want to...
Yeah.
But then it makes me go, well, what about all of the food you're eating, all the drinks you're consuming,
yeah.
The other medications that you've taken for headaches? Like, do you know what's in headache tablets? Like,
yeah.
It just confuses me. And I was genuinely interested to hear why people are saying no to getting the vaccine on that front. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how a car works half the time, but I still drive one.
You don't know how to drive half the time. That's what. Jay and Dave in the morning.
We flash back through the years when Bee Gees was the place to go. Remember the Chinese junk at the harbour, bet you're feeling old. Bunty sang Working Class Man while you snogged at Lambert's Lookout. Oztober relives memories of those days that you may have forgot. Grooving in the valley, or Kate O'Reilly's, and lived it up for 31 days. Then we say the time is up. Tropic style, when the bands come to town, they never will disappoint. The Mentals with Sunday's Hotel in 04, yeah, they rock the joint. Grooving in the valley, or Kate O'Reilly's, and lived it up for 31 days. Then we say the time is up. Grooving in the valley, or Kate O'Reilly's, and lived it up. The time is up. Back when we had MySpace, that's been displaced. Now with TikTok, Oztober wraps up soon for the month, so live it up. All right, there you go. There's another edition of the podcast. Make sure you join us 5:30 a.m. weekday mornings on Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
And of course, if you can't make it and you're not in Mackay and the Wit Sundays, you can listen to us live here on the Listener app. Not that it's terribly entertaining radio, but listen to us here on the Listener app.